Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of big news in Oklahoma this week for the college football world as we head into week five. Thanks for joining us here on BetMGMU. We talked about the John Mateer injury. We'll get into Mike Gundy in just a second. Some of our favorite bets. We'll parlay a few things as well coming up in just a few minutes alongside RJ Choppy. John Martin had to step away. This is BetMGMU here for you every weekend, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network, always available in podcast form inside your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and always on YouTube as well. You can watch the show at the BetMGM network. So Mike Gundy is out, Choppy, in the middle of his 21st season. He gets bounced after an ugly loss to Tulsa. He will leave the Cowboys, though, and there's been a lot of revisionist history because of how ugly it was over the last year plus at Oklahoma State. But he will leave with almost twice as many wins as losses, 170-90, his record as head coach at Oklahoma State, a dozen bowl wins, went to a bowl in 18 consecutive seasons, 8 10-win seasons, 24-win seasons, 5 top 15 finishes. When Oklahoma State was good under Gundy, they were usually very good, especially in a part of the world where not only are they little brother to Oklahoma, but they've got to deal with everything in Texas as far as recruiting goes as well. The Horns, A&M, up-and-coming Sonny Dykes TCU program, everything else. Some of those smaller schools that have jumped onto the radar over the last 5 or 6 years as well. So let's start with Gundy and looking back at his career at Oklahoma State. It's more than just the "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant from what is now like 20 years ago, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
At the beginning of his career there, love him or hate him, he always had the Cowboys in the conversation, it felt like, going into the beginning of the year every year in the Big 12.
He did. I think the best comps for Oklahoma State's program are Kansas State and Virginia Tech. And the two guys, you know, Beamer and then Bill Snyder and then Mike Gundy. And I think he's kind of like, now I think, you know, Bill Snyder and Frank Beamer are better coaches, slightly, but I think the comps play for those two programs with Oklahoma State. This was a very good coach. It's a very good program. It's not easy. You know, Stillwater's awful. They've got cross-Canadian ragweed, and that's it. Like, that's all they've got. They're a little brother to Oklahoma. Oklahoma left them in the dust for the SEC, bailed on them. They're competing with Texas and Texas A&M and Texas Tech and SMU and TCU, all for the same kids. They're competing with Arkansas for those very same kids, to be honest with you, and LSU. It's very difficult to win at Oklahoma State. The moment that T. Boone Pickens passed away and the money dried up and, you know, he was Mike Gundy's lifeline. He really was. Mike did not embrace the portal. very Dabo-esque of him.
Right.
I know Oklahoma State fans are like, okay, it was time. We're sad to see him go, but it was time. We had to get rid of him. He had lost everything. He was just, you know, there were some reports that he was, you know, getting, you know, a little bit too heavy-handed with the program and within the university. So it was absolutely time to make this move. Credit to the university, too, for doing it before week four for them, because prior to four games, those players could still redshirt. Right, they can still get a redshirt. So credit to them. You know, they might lose them, but they weren't that good anyway. I do now wonder their next play, in terms of who they're going to go get, because it's a good job, but is Clemson available? Is Florida available? What's going to happen? Who takes Virginia Tech's job? Is Arkansas available? Those are all better jobs. Those are all better jobs than outside of Virginia Tech. Those are all better jobs than Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. And it seems to be two clear lanes they can choose at this point based on the names that are being bounced around. You could go with a Power 5 or, I guess, Power 2 coordinator who's maybe looking for his first head coaching gig, right? Like Will Stein, the OC at Oregon. Especially if he has a huge game against Penn State this week, that's going to open a lot of doors for him. They could stay in state. Ben Arbuckle, the OC at Oklahoma, could be another one. Or Shannon Dawson has been talked about a lot, the Miami OC, who's helped, you know, Cam Ward and now Carson Beck and produced a lot of results inside that offense and maybe been a little bit of a quarterback whisperer. And then you've got the other really clear lane of small school, group of five guys who have a background recruiting in that highly competitive Texas atmosphere. Jeff Traylor at UTSA has already been mentioned. Not sure how hot his name still is, given that they're like 9-8 over the last two seasons. G.J. Kinney at Texas State. He's a Tulsa alum, a good offensive mind, according to a lot of people. Eric Morris at North Texas, another offensive guy, 3-0 start this year. Texan. By blood. So all of those names seem to be the two different lanes. The one name I will just immediately cross off, and it's nothing personal against this guy, because I think as a dude, he's a guy I'd want to go out and have a beer or 17 with, depending on what kind of night it is for him. Do not entertain the idea that I've heard kicked around by some of bringing Dana Holgorsen back to the Big 12, the Nebraska OC. I just don't, that doesn't do it for me. If I'm Oklahoma State, that's something that'll last a couple of years and then Dana will grow stale again. I would look more at those group of five guys who are head coaches of rising programs with decent offenses at North Texas, at Texas State, at UTSA. Those are the guys I'd look at first, I think, Choppy.
Well, I think the trailer, Jeff Traylor is a name to consider. You know, the issue is, you know, did he get the Texas Tech offer and he turned it down to stay at UTSA? Like, why would he do that and then jump to Oklahoma State? Obviously, you get the big names like the Summerall and the Golishes, but, you know, I think they're holding off for bigger, better jobs. I think they're holding off to see what happens with Napier. I think they're holding off to see what happens at Clemson. Does Shane Beamer go to Virginia Tech? That job opens then. Is that a better job? Does Pittman get fired at Arkansas? Does Rhett Lashley take that at SMU? Or does one of those guys go after that one and Lashley stays? If SMU is open, is that a better job than Oklahoma State? They got more money and they're in a good conference, but is it a better job? I don't know. Whoever it is, look, you've got to be able to fundraise. You've got to be able to bring in cash. I know I've heard Oklahoma State fans say they want John Gruden. Now you want to talk about somebody who might be able to raise money.
Yeah.
He's a name. And in today's modern football, NIL, you've got to be able to raise some cash. If you can't raise cash, you're screwed. And I know they had all of T Boone's money, but I think T Boone's money is just dried up now. I don't think there is T Boone money anymore.
Yeah, I think Gruden is an interesting avenue, but then you wonder if he comes in and lays a foundation for a couple of years, is he back in the NFL eventually or onto a bigger program. It's a million different ways they can go. We'll keep an eye on it as the season progresses, see what happens to transfers as well. But we got to get to some bets before we wrap up today's edition of BetMGMU. And no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. You can use a parlay boost token inside your BetMGM app this weekend to boost that potential payout from any of your winning college football parlays. Choppy, you're the king of the pizza money parlays. I'll let you go first.
All right, let's just throw these three together. We'll throw Georgia -3 against Alabama. Mm-hmm. We'll take the Oregon Penn State under 51.5. And then we'll take UNT -12.5 against South Alabama. I love what Eric Morris has done. I think that would be a fantastic name for Oklahoma State. You mentioned him in that last little bit. What he has done there is nothing short of fantastic. They have the best turnover celebration in the sport. Don't let anybody fool you. Have you seen this?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They get, now, backstory. UNT is the alma mater of one Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
So their turnover celebration is they've got the championship belt. They take two cans of whatever, clang them together, and then drink. That is the greatest turnover celebration there is. Anybody else can come with their fur coats, their turnover chain, their basketball hoop where you can dunk it, or Butch Jones getting the trash can out there like he did. Anything, nothing beats that turnover celebration. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
There we go.
All right. I like that. Georgia, I think we were all on. Oregon, Penn State under, I think we're all on. The UNT -12.5 against South Alabama. Choppy sprinkles into his parlay as well. I'm going to go with three games that we have already talked about. I mentioned the Oregon Penn State under. I really do think this game is going to be so much more about the defenses and how they handle, how Oregon handles Penn State's rushing attack, obviously. Penn State is going to want to slow this game down, I think, and lean on the run game. And how Oregon's quarterback handles the pressure of Penn State's defense. If Dante Moore has a good game, it could blow this number up and could blow up Penn State's national championship hopes right along with it. I don't suspect that, though. I think this one stays under 51.5. So Oregon, Penn State under 51.5. I mentioned the Southern Cal defense is not your typical Trojans defense that you think of from the past 5 to 10 years. I know they're going on the road against Illinois. Maybe that lends itself to some offensive rustiness from the Trojans, but I think they'll be able to shut down Illinois' offense. Conversely, with that number all the way up into the 60s, I'll take the under there as well. And give me LSU money line. This could blow up in my face gloriously as well because it's Brian Kelly on the road in the SEC and what will probably be a tight game down to the wire. But you give me LSU even money on the money line, and then let me goose that number with the Oregon-Penn State under and the USC-Illinois under as well. And oh, by the way, we're going to use that BetMGM parlay boost token as well. Probably going to get me a nice little 6-1, 7-1 kind of number. I like that for my parlay this weekend.
That's good.
I'm sure John has one that's filled with American Conference bets. I'm sure Memphis may be involved somehow, but we can get that from him off the air and recap you on it next week, which we will do heading into week 6, which will be another massive week of matchups in college football. We thank you for joining us on this week 5. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, search BetMGMU, and get us live every Friday night and Saturday morning right here on the BetMGM Network. For producer Zach Krall, for John Martin, for RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. This has been BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.